At the start of her career, General Ann Dunwoody's first platoon sergeant wasn't even sure he could make her into a good lieutenant.
And I remember him telling me, "I'm going to make you the best lieutenant in the United States Army." And a few weeks later, he came back to me and said, "Ma'am, you're really going to make me work at this, aren't you?"
She worked at it, and this past week, the Army made Dunwoody its first four-star female general. But as NPR's Tom Bowman explains, her achievement still raises questions about the role of women in the military.
General Ann Dunwoody will be in charge of the Army Materiel Command, working at the base in Virginia, where she was born 55 years ago. She likes to joke she has olive drab blood.
Dad's a West Point class of 1943, and his dad, Halsey, was West Point class of 1905, and his granddad, Henry, was West Point class of 1866.
Now, Ann Dunwoody has reached the top of the family business. Her 90-year-old father was in the audience at the Pentagon ceremony last week. There were plenty of active duty and retired generals there, too, almost all of them men. Women account for 14% of Army soldiers. Dunwoody and just 20 other women are generals. The Army didn't name its first general, a one-star, until 1970 during the Vietnam War. Now Dunwoody's hearing from women who served in Vietnam and other wars.
Many who just wanted to say congratulations, some who just wanted to say thanks, and still others just wanted to say they were so happy this day had finally come.
The day hasn't come when women can rise to the top in all branches of the Army. Officers like Dunwoody rose up the ranks in support roles, not combat.
Being barred from ground combat means that you can't be in the very top positions within the Army or the Marine Corps.
That's Lori Manning. She's a retired Navy captain who works to open up more combat jobs to women. Now a woman can head the Army Materiel Command, but a woman can't lead the 101st Airborne Division or run the war in Afghanistan or rise to become chief of staff of the Army. But what's combat and not combat these days is no longer clear. That's because there are no front lines, no enemy uniforms. Even women in support roles can find themselves kicking down doors in Baghdad or on patrol in Afghanistan. Last year, one woman, Army medic Monica Brown, was awarded the Silver Star, the nation's third highest medal of valor, for patching up soldiers under heavy fire. Lori Manning.
Policy says women can't do this, but if she's the only medic around, she's going out with that infantry unit.
There's no indication that the policy barring women from ground combat will change anytime soon. Change comes a bit at a time. Ann Dunwoody, the Army's first four-star general, started her career as a parachutist, jumping out of planes. Her niece is now a fighter pilot who has flown missions in Afghanistan. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.